This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
I'm from Nigeria. I'm one of the international nurses working at Best State Health, and I'm living in Pennsylvania. Well, before I migrated to the United States, I've heard so much about life in the United States. So many social amenities that we are not able to enjoy in Nigeria. And I visited United States a couple of times, and I get to witness that all that I had was actually true. Then I started making plans on how I could be able to relocate with my family and live here as a legally resident nurse in here in the United States. I was making use of Uber to go to work, and a lot of friends helped me, like friends that I already made during my first time working here. I will always tell them that I'm having challenges of coming to work. They always volunteer. And one of the nurse leaders volunteered to help me as well, because the bus route was not favorable because of the timing that I have to be at work. So I resorted using this Uber. Then sometimes she will always volunteer to help me to come to work. But now we have our own car, and my husband have been the one bringing me to the hospital because I would need to have a Pennsylvania driver's license before I could be able to drive to work, which he was the first one to have gotten that. Okay. I would say that I felt this breeze of warmness. I was welcomed with embrace from one of the nurse leaders, which I told you that helped me with transportation. And the community was so welcoming. And I got to meet with the nurse manager, which told me the things that I'll be seeing moving forward with Penn State. Not only that, their stars are also welcoming. I get to meet a lot of them on that day, so I don't feel the culture shock and work environment shock that I expected. I was kind of adapted easily with them. I had so much before I relocated here. I had that I would get to see a lot of racism from different nationalities. But it was quite different from what I've been experiencing so far. Although I had already made up my mind towards that definitely that I was going to experience a lot of culture shock here and there. But I was hopeful, and what I saw in return wasn't the way I expected it. I adjusted real fast, and I'm also using my family to relieve it whenever it comes to me. Yeah. I could remember one day my first son came back. He was crying. He was like, "Mom, making jest of him that he doesn't speak the way they speak." But now he told me that he can hear everything and he's not speaking like them, but not very frankly the way they speak. But generally, they love the system here. They love, and they're adapting more than me and my husband.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's AMNHealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
It was last week. We went to Maryland for a friend's birthday party. And we stayed there just one night. And it was fun. And I really enjoyed it for the fact that I could actually be in Maryland in less than 2 hours was a very big thing for me. We made use of our own vehicle. My husband drove us to Maryland. Yeah, we did it on our own. Well, actually, I told my husband the day that he bought the car, I actually told him that I consider myself, I consider that day to be the day I entered the United States, because not having a car to move around, not exploring the town, you will not get to enjoy the beauty of the city, and which was actually one of the things that I've been enjoying so far after he was able to purchase the car. So we've been going out, and most times is usually on maybe going for breakfast or lunch. Sometimes we do dinner outside on one of the restaurants, Chinese restaurants in Camp Hill. So that's basically what the luxury. I will not consider it a luxury, it's a necessity. That's one beauty thing that you get when you have a car of your own. You don't get to think about how much you pay for Uber to drive you around. You don't think about how you'll be on a cold weather, because we moved here during the winter period and it was quite chilly outside. So whenever we're in the car, we get to turn on the heater and you will not feel the warm, we will not feel the climate and the winter and all that. Apart from eating in a Chinese restaurant, I don't usually know the name of the American food that I get to see. So I'm always comfortable with the Chinese foods that I always go out to eat, because the food that I can't even say the name of food I had is not, I didn't see it, I don't used to see it interesting to me. And not only that, I still have some food that I came back home with. I still have them in stock and I always make use of it. I eat it a lot. I don't usually like American food, I'll have to be honest. I don't know, I've not tested it. And okay, someone made me to test it the other day, but I said, no, I have to be frank to myself that I don't usually like it. I think it depends on the fast food that you're getting, the hamburger. I think the average should be around $3 to $7 or something. Because I'm not a fan of hamburger, but I know that it could cost pretty on that range. Cost of living is between $1,400 and $1,600 for two-bedroom apartment in Camp Hill, especially Camp Hill Plaza where I live, is within the neighborhood of $1,400 to $1,500. Okay, the school, I think, is basically you have to get an apartment before you will be selected on the school district where your kids will go to. So that's one of the major things that we considered before we moved from the hotel to this apartment where we live. And we asked people around and they told us that Camp Hill has the school system is very, very good. So we got in settled here before we enrolled my kids in school. And to enroll them is not quite challenging like I thought it would be. You just have to have like their immunization record, their birth certificates, and all the information that they will ask you. And your kids will be settled in school. then you'll be shocked that you'll be provided with most of the materials that they will need for the school. Like my kids were given mini laptops and some materials to start school. You have to be very smart. When you're preparing to come, you have to be a little patient out with the immigration so that you will not run into trouble. Make sure you get all the required paperwork that is needed of you. Then you also read your mails, because all the communication that is being done here are really well through mail, email, and the rest of them. So you have to like be very up and doing to meet up with the fast-paced country that you're coming to.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.